WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Police have no official cause of death yet of the Oscar winner Gene Hackman and his wife. But according to ABC's Melissa Adan,
investigators are still waiting for several key results to come in, including cell phone data that'll show who the couple last interacted with. And then, of course, the toxicology and the autopsy report, which will hopefully provide investigators some answers.
What European leaders call an emergency summit Sunday is scheduled in London as British Prime Minister Keir Starmer warmly welcomed Ukraine's President Zelensky, the U.S. not invited to the meeting. An email offering up to a $25,000 lump sum payment to voluntarily quit or retire by Monday night has been sent to Department of Education employees, according to a source familiar. President Trump has signed an executive order that designates English as the official language of the U.S., but it gives agencies flexibility to decide how and when to offer services in other languages. This is ABC News. The email outage for Microsoft users appears to be over, says ABC's Perry Russum.
Data from Down Detector shows there were at least 25,000 reports of outages, and Microsoft says they have identified a potential cause and, in their words, reverted the suspected code. So experts say it appears this is tied to a software update.
Announcing on social media his candidacy for mayor of New York City, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
You see it in the empty storefronts, the graffiti, the grime, the migrant influx, the random violence. The city just feels threatening, out of control, and in crisis.
Cuomo says he's made mistakes, has learned from them, and is a better person for it. At Rio de Janeiro's carnival celebrations, dozens of dogs dressed as superheroes, clowns, cartoon characters paraded alongside their owners, wagging their tails to samba music. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Missed your favorite show.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Magazine, tambourine, nicotine, all in the glove box. Gasoline, Listerine, guillotine, I'm in between love. I'm just getting started, I'm a little into the beginning, the beginning. I'm just getting started, I'm a little into the beginning, the beginning. Dude.
started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. Nothing really matters. Then it's only getting better. If you think it is.
First, new things, and then one of my favorite things. If you like the new stuff, then you need to fire up your podcast player and point it to Mags Inc. Radio. Terry Barr and Brett in the studios talking about his new single release and upcoming albums. Find out more. Type in Civic Media into your smartphone, and you can carry that podcast around with you anywhere you go. This hour's local music that is new, fresh, and new-skied is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatoretomatopies.com. The People Brothers Band is next, and as the snow melts, they keep announcing all the shows that you can see them at. Teresa will be at Respect Concert in Madison at the Majestic Theater on 329, and the whole band will be at the Burr Oak for a two-night show on the 13th and 14th, then up to La Crosse on the 15th, and then Milwaukee on the 21st. This is Restless on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours.
I got this restless feeling deep in my bones. Like something's awakened inside me. It's been sleeping too long. And I don't have an explanation, but I got this song. And I just hope it is contagious. I really need you to catch what's pouring out of my soul. I'm
trying to help the world, but I can't do it alone. All this relentless feeling, it won't let me sleep. It's like I've been told a secret, but it's not mine to keep. And I just cannot wait to share it, in hopes that we see how deeply we're all rooted in the same ancient tree. There's nothing that I would love more than you to grow with me. I'm standing here crying, 'cause I feel your pain. Is there something that I can do to help you grow again? We're only here for a moment, the blink of an eye. And we've got to shine just as bright in this world as we gon' do in the sky. The music inside me, it's giving me hope. Hope that the generations that come when we leave will be inspired and used with a common theme of coming together in love to make a symphony. Hear me sing. I'm standing here crying, 'cause I feel your pain. Is there something that I can do to help you glow again? We're only here for a moment, the blink of an eye. And we got to shine just as bright in this world as we gon' do in the sky.
Town Lodi in the low down rain, watching good time Charlie friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, Lodi in my feathered bed. I got
found myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, hell on Church Street blues. Myself a picker friend, read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. They gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day, folded up my old billfold and threw it far away. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old Black Diamond brand, strung up this old Martin box and I'll go and join a band. Yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while, try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues.
Chicken Wire Empire, and before that, the Peeble Brothers Band. Did you think that was a coincidence? There's no way. They'll be together this April in River Falls at the Bluegrass Bourbon and Brews. If you're seeing a band or you're in the band, and we're not talking about your gig here in Wisconsin, well, we can fix that. Just message us at Max Inc. Radio or shoot us an email. All the details are out there on Civic Media's radio pages, or just tag us in your next post. Yeah, and then we'll take it from there. That's what Radio for Pets did. From Green Bay, they just announced that they were nominated for a Punk Rock Performer of the Year award with the Whammies. Vote for them and also yours truly by going to broadjam.com. This is Fake Tats now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
a saint for staying. I know things haven't quite been looking up, but I think it might be changing, 'cause we are all we've got. I said we are all we've got.
From Mars last night, you were wasted, totally harmless. I'm awake with my eyes closed, judging you from afar. Nothing seems real at 2 a.m. I say, write it down, ask me again tomorrow afternoon. So I know you mean it. Are we always running in opposite directions? Thunder, lightning, there's always a split second before I hear the sound. I can see you coming. I see you coming.
Listening to the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio. The Earthlings are taking us to break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One, two, three.
with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band. It is Mardi Gras season, and the After Hours show has you covered. You can see them on March 4th at the High Noon Saloon, or two shows in Chicago on March 7th and 8th, and then Milwaukee on April 12th. This half hour of Mardi Gras flavor of local music artists is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, which is powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. With Mama Dig Down's band is this band, Rare Element. See Joey Banks on the drums at the High Noon Saloon and so many horns on March 4th. This is You Dig, the live version on Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be looking in the kitchen for me tonight.
Baby,
Hour number one of the After Hour show is in the final stretch. Keep those messages and positive well wishes through the app coming. We love to see them here at Civic Media. They keep us positive, and you can do it by downloading that app. And then there's a simple button right there. Spread the positiveness and the goodness. Joey from Appleton let me know he's planning on driving down to see Eddie 8 Dynamite at the Gamma Ray in June on the 14th with Mars Den and Iron Plow. Yeah, you guessed it. We can connect you to the show details. After all, we are local music. Dynamite. We're making plans to see them at the Gamma Ray this June. Now, taking us to break in hour number one is the Magic Conch in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you. was drifting down the avenue, and I can't repay you for all that you do in moments like this. Suddenly, it's meant to be to play a game and climb a tree in the yard. Any day, we could change. My brain does a lot to maintain the bliss. In moments like this,
if it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Trevi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week, and then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the 4 main things to help us balance: how I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Home addresses of potential undocumented immigrants have been requested by the Department of Homeland Security from the Internal Revenue Service, a source is familiar with the matter, to ABC News. An emergency summit of European and Western leaders is scheduled for Sunday in London, and the U.S. is not invited. This after the chaotic, acrimonious White House meeting and photo op Friday between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. The Ukrainian leader got a warm welcome Saturday in London by a crowd and Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The two signed a mutual security agreement.
Signed with you historic documents.
100-year agreement.
Yeah, we have only with you such documents.
An email offering up to a $25,000 lump sum payment to voluntarily quit or retire by Monday night has been sent to Department of Education employees, according to a source familiar. As promised, President Trump signs an order designating English as the official U.S. language. This is ABC News.